It was kind of fun because, you know, we went to, a lot of people have Nashville roots here, and I've spent a little time in New Orleans, and we had to go there to put the technical thing up. We had two choices. They said, okay, there's a place in New Orleans we can go, but this place in Knoxville, which is closer to Nashville. I went, let me see, Knoxville, New Orleans. That took about a millisecond. I mean, I like Knoxville, but I love New Orleans. So I got a lot of history there. You know, I started out on Bourbon Street, working my way through college, and then kind of stayed around and learned a lot about living. Lost my virginity there, dropped a little acid there. It was a pretty good town. And I'm still here. So I do confess that I did drink a couple of hurricanes in my time there. Mac has not had one. That's okay. I saw him one time in St. John,
yep.
Try it, and I thought, don't do that anymore. No, it's for professionals. And I think, though, that the best hurricane that I've ever heard about that I did not drink was the one that Alan Jackson drank when he decided to do this song. And Alan is not here now. He's learning to drink more hurricanes, I heard. He's building a boat. Oh! Roger, everybody's getting frisky tonight. You know, we're just getting back here. But as some of you may know, Mr. McAnally, 10-time CMA Musician of the Year.
Thank you, folks.
And a bona fide Nashville hometown meat T&3 expert beyond that is going to take the place of Mr. Alan Jackson here tonight. And if we're really kind of encouraging him a little bit, he does an incredible Alan Jackson impersonation. Do you want to hear it now or after the song? How many people want to hear it right now? How many after? Well, it sounded like people up here weren't here before, and the lawn, they're a few decibels away and probably a little more overserved than the front row. So I think we're going to have this impersonation done twice tonight because we are in Cincinnati.
Oh, goodness.
We're not going to charge you for the second one either. He might, but I'm not. Okay.
Hey, Jimmy.
You're on. Yes, sir. Yes.
It's Alan, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Alan.
I'm on a boat. What are you? Where are you?
I'm at Key West.
I got a song, man.
Yeah.
You know how it don't really matter what time you start drinking. You know how that goes.
I have a little kind of experience in that mode. Yeah.
Well, turns out I got this song. I think if you sing about 25 seconds on it, we could win some awards, and people would sing along with us, maybe forever and ever.
I am your guy.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. I'm pretty sure.
Day passes like molasses in the wintertime. Yeah, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. Boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd love to call in something, but I think I'll just call it a day.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And that O'Brien's all done. You tell him, Jimmy. Well,
this lunch break is gonna take all afternoon or half the night. Tomorrow I know that there will be hell to pay.
Hey,
that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. Ohio vacation, gonna stay right here. If the phone is from me, you can just tell me I sail away. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Thank you.
Buffett do?
I come back to Cincinnati for the 800th time. Always five out of one.